Well, good day, my friends, and welcome back to yet another Insomnia Radio Canada. My name is Chris. This is show number 117, and today I have for you, that looks like six amazing tracks from six artists we've never played before. How amazing is that? Lots of great stuff for you today. So when that track started today, I'm betting that was not exactly what you were expecting it to turn out to be. I know, surprise track, right? I loved the orchestral opening though, so I couldn't help but resist playing that today for you. So that was Drown in the Abyss, their song Rising from the Tides. These guys are from La Serre in Quebec, and there will be a Bandcamp link for you in the show notes. I believe these guys came from, yes, from Asher Media Relations, so thank you, John, for sending that my way. He sends me all kinds of amazing stuff, mostly metal, lots of different types of metal, but metal. So if you're a big fan of metal, you should watch for more stuff coming out from him because, well, I'm going to play it because that's what I do. So while we're sitting here and I have your attention, we're going to get all the little details out of the way because why not? We can save more time in the show later for more fantastic music, right? So we can be found at canada.insomniaradio.net. That will take you to the webpage with all our fantastic shows and all the links for all of our shows and our bands and all that amazing stuff. You want to send me feedback? Great, awesome. There's links on that show page. But you can also send it to chris@insomniaradio.net. And if you're a band, you can also send me your music there because, well, I love getting music directly from the bands. It's so amazing. Then if you'd like, we do have Twitter @IR_Canada. I don't post over there very often, but I try to do it more often than I used to. I'm going to try and get in the habit of trying to post over there at least once a week. But, you know, life happens. But I do try to reshare when there are concert listings or online concert listings as they are right now in the state of, you know, what is COVID and lockdowns and stuff. And then we've recently acquired an Instagram page, which has been amazing. Lots of people reaching out via Instagram. So here, it's a really long one. If you go looking for us over there, it is Insomnia_Canada. Oop, nope, I screwed that one up. Insomnia_Radio_Canada_podcast. Yep. Gotta have the podcast in there. It's big, it's long, and if I can get something smaller and shorter to work in sometime, maybe I will, but who knows. Lots of great music today, so why don't we jump right into that now that I've gotten some of the boring stuff out of the way, and we can enjoy this tune.
This is Jessa, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
I can feel you in the middle of the night. I can feel your finger running down my spine, but when I wake up, you aren't there anymore. You move my dishes, You move my bed, you move my heart. Each time that we kissed, and I miss you like the summer misses the fall. And I keep succumbing to it all. I'm the gravedigger, you are my ghost. You are still here, living in my home, but I will call no preacher. I won't look in no crystal ball. I want you here every night and every morning. You are the ghost in my house. I've grown accustomed to the cold spots in my halls and the sink. Figment my imagination, or the whisper of wind, the ice cold air. And I can feel you in the middle of the night. Feel your finger running down my spine. When I wake up, you aren't there.
What do you think, folks? Am I hitting your request for a variety there? Yes? I hope so. Because it's always an aim to get enough variety to keep most of you entertained and happy. So that first track I played there was a band called Tunic, their title track, Exhaling. These guys were sent in from Artura Research, so thank you, Matt, for sending those in. They write, Winnipeg is cold, ice cold. And judging by the emotional brawn of hardcore metal, the three-piece Tunic can get very dark. The darkness is explored on the band's new album, Exhaling, a three-track effort due out on April 9th, 2021. So you guys are getting a nice little sneak peek by getting it here on the show. Isn't it awesome when you get sneak peeks? I love sneak peeks of music. Man, it is so awesome. Yes, absolutely. And that second track there, which had some amazing vocal harmonies in it, came to us from that Eric Elper, which is fantastic. He's one of the new promoters who's been sending me lots of fantastic things. And that was from a band called Hollow Sage, and the track was Haunted. So Toronto, Ontario, and the little bit I got from them says, funeral director by day, songwriter by night. Toronto singer-songwriter Sagan Pierce has just released his latest music video from his debut album, Nuclear Home. The 3-minute, 15-second spanning folk song called Haunted was released under the moniker Hollow Sage and the Three Mile Islanders. So I'm going to have to correct my show notes there because, yeah, that's what happens. Yeah, so lots of awesome music, and we definitely have three more amazing tracks to play for you still. So, like I said, if you've liked any of the stuff I've played, let me know. Send me some feedback. If you didn't like something, let me know. Send me feedback. Maybe I'll play less of it. Who knows? But feedback is always great. And if you send me feedback, there's a chance I could read it on the show. Unless you ask me not to read it. Or I could read it and just not credit you. Those are also options. So, what do you think? Should we jump into some more fantastic music? I think we should.
My mind, you Hi, this is Dave from the Bugcast. And when I'm not going around the world stealing place names to use in my own country, I'm listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
It is not too often that we get to bring you back-to-back some amazing female vocals, right? Oh, love the stuff I've been sent this week. It is so amazing. So that first one there was Andrea Rankin. Rankin? I'm sorry, Andrea, if I got that wrong. She's originally from Edmonton, but is currently in Stratford, Ontario, and has been working the last couple seasons as a actor at the festival, which is amazing. She is a alt-pop artist and wades among the ebbs and flows of life with the release of her sparkling and ever-swathing debut Tides album available now. So she is an esteemed actor, singer, songwriter, and pianist with three seasons at the Stratford Festival, both as Ophelia in Hamlet, hero in Much Ado About Nothing, as well as Bard on the Beach, The Citadel, Theatre Company, Shakespeare by the Bow, Edmonton and Alberta Opera, the Mayfield Diner Theatre, and the Shakespeare Company. Lots of credits. So this is amazing that she's branched out due to COVID and focused some channeling her energies into writing this amazing album. So hopefully you enjoyed that track. It is a 6-track album, and we've only played you one track. Lots to enjoy there, right? I hope you guys go check out her stuff. And that was sent to me again from the wonderful Eric Elper. The next track I played, and I'm really gonna apologize ahead of time if I get this name wrong as well, was Catherine Sinopoli and her track Waterproof, and she's from St. Catharines, Ontario. Oh, lots of homegrown, amazing talent, right? Ontario and Canada in general just has so much amazing talent. It's hard to believe. So this is also a track that is available now. Just trying to read my notes here and see if there's anything fancy and fascinating that you guys will want to know. This track not only has St. Catherine-based artists managed to leave some of the demons of 2020 in her past, but she's released possibly her most powerful and inspiring single to date. Along with producer Derek Ellison, Sinopoli penned Waterproof late in August, after experiencing what she said was a long conversation with a counselor. The reflective piano-driven ballad is about a personal relationship which didn't work out, according to the singer-songwriter. So, if you like that, please go check out more of her stuff, and I will definitely be playing more of her stuff if it comes my way, because, you know, that's what I do. And that sadly brings us to my least favorite time of the show, but also my favorite time because it means we're one step closer to the next show. Yep, it's last track time, folks. So, I said it was all new music this week. I lied. Gareth Inkster, last track of the day. New track, he sent me something. So I just, you know, had to listen and decided it had to be played. So apologies, five new bands and one repeat. So this is his new duo, Thank You, which was written in a late stage of grief. He says, I had done the denial, the bargaining, and all the rest of it, and come to a place of surprising stillness. Upon reflection, I came to feel grateful above all else for what I had in the first place, rather than only sorrowful for what I lost. So hopefully you guys will like this track. Gareth is from Hamilton, Ontario, and hopefully he'll be sending more stuff my way. So enjoy this track, and we will see you next week for another amazing, fantastic show. Ciao!
Say goodbye, I'll just say thank you. You made me happy in our time. I won't say goodbye, I'll just say thank you. I was your comfort, you were
Until next time, stay safe, everyone. And remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.